Hey, it's Andy Summers of the XTU Morning Crew. My friend Dave Cruz here.
Good morning.
And I've got a problem. I go to work super early in the morning while everyone else in the world is still asleep. And my husband travels a lot. So when he travels, we have this amazing babysitter that comes to the house at 4 a.m. That's hard to find someone who's willing to do that. She just got a real job. I know, which is great.
Good for her, but bad for Andy.
Super bad for me. And I felt bad because I could even tell when she was texting me. She's like, "Hey, I got the job, ... sad face." And I was like, "Well, I mean, that's good. But now what am I supposed to do?"
You do have a daughter, right? Now she has a birthday next week, Tori.
Yeah.
She's going to be how old?
She'll be 11.
So I don't see what the problem is.
Well, because I have an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I need someone to watch them when my husband's away and I go to work.
11 is perfectly old enough to take care of herself and your son, get him up and off to school, right?
Really? 215-263-6700. If you also think Dave is as crazy as I do.
Hold on, Andy. If we learned anything from Home Alone and who doesn't get life lessons from Macaulay Culkin, it's number one, aftershave is not for kids. And number two, I think he was only 8, or the character was 8 in the movie.
Right.
He took care of the home. If Joe Pesci breaks into your house and that other guy, whoever the other guy is.
No, the skinny one.
Yeah, you're taken care of. and he was only 8, and girls mature faster than boys,
they
right?
They do. No, and I agree with that. But also, he was the youngest in that family of like a gazillion kids. So he always had to fend for himself. My kids aren't used to that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have even living plants in my house because I can't take care of them.
I think that's an Andy issue more than a Tori issue.
And I admittedly am not the greatest mom, so it's not like she's had a super role model
This is a perfect mom moment because all we hear about is how the little marshmallow butterfly children today are they're in their little cocoons, the little snowflakes. Here's a chance for her to get responsibility.
I don't think at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to wake her brother up. I mean, Leonard loves to sleep. My little dude is a sleeper. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for my husband to wake him up in the morning.
I have faith in your daughter. I'm sure the listeners have more faith in your daughter than apparently you have in your daughter.
Dave, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older sister.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I want you to imagine her waking you up in the morning when you were 7 years old.
Okay.
And how did that go?
I would probably smack her and go back to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing has changed.
Well,
this is the relationship of siblings. They don't respect each other. Tori will take care of herself and get on the bus. And then now my 7-year-old is at home. And then all of a sudden, Child Protective Services come and they take my kids away from me all because of you.
She'll be great. And it's great practice for the turtle that she's going to get eventually. That's a whole nother argument. But she'll do
turtle.
Fine.
There's no Home Alone at 4 a.m. It's not happening. 215-263-6700. Somebody help me out. XTU, good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Andy.
All right, so I need a babysitter in the morning.
Sure, I'm right there.
Now, she has an 11-year-old daughter. That's perfectly fine, right?
No, you're on drugs, man. You have no children.
XTU, good morning, Terry Ann.
Good morning.
So we're talking about my 11-year-old daughter and how I don't think she's responsible enough to be babysitting her 7-year-old brother.
Definitely old enough.
And getting them off to school.
I have to agree.
How old were you when you first babysat?
Unfortunately, I'm a lot older than the two of you. So I was young. I was 9 years old when I started babysitting people.
Wow, okay, there you go.
Yeah, but that was like putting the kids to bed, not waking them up and getting them off to school in the morning, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Big difference, Dave. Big difference. XTU, good morning. Who's this?
Nova.
Hey, Nova. All right, so my daughter is 11. My son is 7. I need a babysitter in the morning for when I go to school.
And I think 11-year-olds can definitely handle this. It's a great teaching opportunity.
No way. The 6 to 7-year-old don't want to get up. She's going to have to deal with that.
Right. And it's making breakfast. It's getting dressed. And okay, they're going to stink when they get to school. Their teeth won't be brushed.
Yes. It's not her responsibility. It's mommy.
I think the problem is Andy's afraid that Tori's going to be too independent.
She can still be independent, but not take care of her brother.
Thanks, Nova. XTU, good morning, Kate.
Good morning. I'm thinking that it is the worst idea ever to leave two children home alone to get themselves on the bus at 11 and 7. My brother turned around and bopped me right in the nose on my birthday. We were probably 10 and 8.
So, Dave, think about that. Like, what if an accident happens?
Yeah, they wouldn't even know what to do.
I'm sure Lil Leonard is already above his age, and he wouldn't bother. He loves his sister too much. If Tori says, time to get up, get dressed, let's go to school, he'd be like, yes, I love you, sister, let's go.
Nobody loves my sister when it's time to get up for school.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. XTU, good morning, Terry.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think about my predicament?
Well, my kids, I had two older kids when I got pregnant with my third. And I actually told them at the time that they were not going to be my built-in babysitters. Kids shouldn't be put in the responsibility of being a mother to their younger siblings.
Especially when Tori does things better than I do. It just kind of magnifies what a bad mom I am.
She's already a better mom than you.
It's true.
And I think the other things you're forgetting, the other perks of having Tori do it, the money you save, not having to pay a babysitter, don't have to worry about her showing up late, don't have to drive her home. You're set. Look at all the perks.
All right, I'm trying to come
welcome, Andy.
This now.
Good morning, Andy. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm getting into another argument with my other friend Dave here about leaving my kids home alone in the morning, and I just don't think it's a good idea.
I think she's mature enough. I mean, she's already showed you that.
That's a very good point, Dave.
How has she shown me she's mature enough?
We all have more faith in your daughter than you do, Andy.
You admit it. She does things better than you.
She does, but she's also terrified of our house, okay? Like, she won't change floors, even in the daylight, unless there's someone in the family with her.
No.
Yes, it's true. How can I leave her home alone in the house if she won't change floors without a family member?
Well, maybe you have a point there.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.